somehow I have a notion that there's something else I would probably say instead of those, and it isn't coming. I wouldn't say I feared it, but I've heard people say I feared it.
How does that sound?
Just unnatural, not local. No.
What would you say if you said he wasn't actually going to hit his brother, but he doubled up his fist and he
looked like he was going to. I wouldn't say he liked to hit him.
Or he, if he pretended, you'd say he thought he was going to hit him.
He acted like he was going to hit him, I would certainly say.
What about he made out like?
No, I wouldn't say that. He acted like, or he, literally, I would say he made as if to hit him, but I would not be inclined ever to say that. I wouldn't say he made out like. I'd say he pretended, or he acted like. Most likely acted like.
And you'd say, those boys got mad and what?
Fought.
And ever since they were small, they have...
They've fought each other.
And they get mad and they...
They fight a lot.
And say if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go...
Ask somebody else.
Okay, so you say, so then I went and...
Asked him.
And he'd say, you're the second person who has...
Asked me that today.
And if a boy's spending a lot of time with a girl, like he's seriously interested in her, you'd say that he's...
Probably say he's going with her. I've heard courting, but courting, when I was a teenager, got to have the connotation making out. So we didn't say that about somebody who was just going with. Going steady means exclusively, not going with anyone else. Dating means more casually, might be dating several people.
What does making out mean exactly?
Necking. Necking and petting, and not any farther. That was, well, except in the specific sense that a boy might say to another boy, well, how'd you make out last night? Meaning, how far did you get?
Yeah.
Which could be anywhere. But if you said they were out in the car making out, you would mean that they were necking and petting.
What's another word for necking there?
Oh, spooning is an old-fashioned one that we would never have used, but that I certainly heard people say. As I said, courting used to mean just coming to call, coming to see a girl with the intention of perhaps going further, but it got the usage of necking and petting. And let's see, bound to be some others, but those were the main ones. In my era, we almost always said making out.
What if, like a guy has lipstick on his collar, people still wear lipstick? What would you say?
We'd say he's been necking, or he's, what do you mean, what would you say?
Well, I mean, like, would you ever use the word kissing or bussing or smooching?
Wouldn't say bussing, probably would say smooching only facetiously.
Mm-hmm.
Say kissing, sure.
That's a neutral.
Mm-hmm. Kissing, well, you can kiss your grandmother as well as your boyfriend.
Any other names for boyfriend?
Yeah, bound to be. What did we used to say? We mostly said boyfriend or steady or girlfriend. His girl. You wouldn't say that's her boy. You'd say that's his girl.